Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narratries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, A Primer for Emotionally Focused Individual Therapy, EFIT, Cultivating Fitness and Growth in Every Client by Susan M. Johnson and T. Johnson and T. Lean Campbell is a clinical guide that brings the emotionally focused tradition into individual psychotherapy. Building on emotionally focused therapy, widely known in couple work, the book outlines how an attachment-based, emotion-centered approach can be used with individuals struggling with depression, anxiety, and traumatic stress. Its purpose is practical rather than academic, to give clinicians a clear framework for understanding emotional distress through the lens of attachment needs and to offer step-by-step guidance for interventions that help clients move toward greater balance, self-acceptance, and agency. Written for therapists across levels of training, it emphasizes how to work with emotion in the room, how to shape corrective emotional experiences, and how to consolidate change so that gains generalize beyond the therapy hour. Clinical vignettes and session excerpts are used to illustrate what EFIT looks like in practice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, EFIT as an attachment-based map for individual therapy. A central topic in the book is how EFIT translates attachment theory into a usable map for individual sessions. Rather than treating symptoms as isolated problems, EFIT frames distress as linked to threatened connection and unmet attachment needs that shape emotion, attention, and coping. In this view, emotion is not noise to be managed away, but a primary organizer of experience that signals what matters and where safety is missing. Johnson and Campbell guide therapists to listen for patterns of protection, such as emotional shutdown, harsh self-criticism, or compulsive self-reliance, as strategies that once helped the client survive disconnection but now keep them stuck. The EFIT stance aims to create a secure base in the therapeutic relationship so that vulnerable emotions can be approached without flooding. This attachment orientation also helps clinicians stay oriented when work becomes intense. The goal is not catharsis for its own sake, but an experience of safety, contact, and new meaning that allows clients to risk openness with themselves and others. The book positions this map as especially useful when clients present with chronic anxiety, depressive collapse, or trauma-related threat responses. Secondly, working with emotion as the engine of change, the primer repeatedly returns to the idea that emotional processing is the engine of change in EFIT. Many clients arrive either overwhelmed by emotion or cut off from it, and both positions can block growth. The therapist's task is to help clients contact emotion in a way that is tolerable, organized, and transformative. The book describes how clinicians can track moment-to-moment emotional cues, slow the process down, and help clients differentiate reactive secondary emotions from more primary vulnerable experiences. By staying close to the client internal experience, the therapist helps turn vague distress into clear emotional signals tied to needs and fears. EFIT emphasizes shaping new emotional experiences in session, not only discussing emotions as concepts. When clients can access core feelings such as fear, grief, longing, or shame within a safe relational context, they can revise rigid self-stories and soften defensive strategies. This focus on emotion is also pragmatic. It offers a way to move beyond endless analysis and into corrective experiences that shift how clients regulate themselves, how they interpret relationships, and how they respond under threat. The book makes this approach concrete through structured interventions and clinical illustrations. Thirdly, key interventions and change events in EFIT practice. Another important topic is the set of EFIT interventions and the recognizable change events that signal movement. The book is designed as a primer, so it aims to give therapists a usable toolkit without requiring extensive prior EFT training. Interventions are presented as ways to deepen present moment experience, heighten emotional contact, and reorganize the client relationship with self and others. Rather than offering generic techniques, EFIT emphasizes interventions that fit the attachment frame, such as moving from protective strategies into vulnerable emotional engagement and then toward new action tendencies. The book also highlights how change often happens in identifiable moments, where clients shift from fear or helplessness into a clearer sense of need, self-compassion, or agency. These moments matter because they can be consolidated into new narratives and new patterns of regulation. Clinicians are guided to recognize when a client is ready to approach core emotion, how to maintain safety when intensity rises, and how to keep the work focused so that sessions do not become diffuse. The overall message is that EFIT is structured and intentional, even while it remains responsive and experiential. Fourthly, applications to depression, anxiety, and traumatic stress, the primer explicitly positions EFIT as relevant for common clinical presentations, including depression, anxiety, and traumatic stress. Within this model, these conditions are not reduced to diagnoses alone, but are understood as patterns of emotional response and attachment-related protection. Depressive states can involve emotional numbing, hopelessness, and collapsed agency, often linked to chronic disconnection or internalized beliefs of unworthiness. Anxiety can reflect persistent threat monitoring and strategies to prevent rejection or harm, sometimes expressed as control, avoidance, or relentless self-evaluation. Trauma-related difficulties may involve hyperarousal, shutdown, intrusive emotional activation, and deep struggles with safety and trust. EFIT offers a way to approach these patterns by helping clients experience emotions with support, make sense of them within an attachment frame, and build a more secure internal base. The emphasis on corrective emotional experiences can be particularly important for clients whose history has made vulnerability dangerous. The therapist is guided to work carefully with pacing, emotional titration, and stabilization within an experiential process. By focusing on emotional balance and agency, EFIT aims to help clients not only feel better, but also function differently in relationships and under stress. Lastly, stages of therapy and consolidation of gains. The book also attends to the overall arc of EFIT, including how therapists consolidate gains so the change endures. Beyond creating powerful in-session moments, EFIT asks clinicians to help clients integrate what happened, name it, and translate it into a more stable way of relating to self and others. Consolidation involves making sense of new emotional experiences, linking them to needs and attachment themes, and reinforcing new responses that replace old protective patterns. This can include strengthening self-acceptance, increasing the ability to reach for support, and developing a clearer sense of personal agency. The primer discusses therapy as a staged process, where the early work emphasizes creating safety and access to emotion. The middle work emphasizes deeper restructuring of emotional responses, and later work emphasizes maintaining and generalizing change. This stage, sensitive approach helps therapists avoid pushing for intensity before the client has a sufficient base, while also preventing therapy from remaining only supportive. By offering a roadmap for where the work is heading, the book helps clinicians remain focused and helps clients recognize their own progress. The result is a treatment approach that aims for both emotional healing and practical growth. In conclusion, this book is best suited for clinicians who want an accessible, practice-oriented entry into emotionally focused individual therapy, including counselors, psychologists, social workers, and trainees building their individual therapy skills. It can also benefit experienced EFT practitioners who want a clearer translation of emotionally focused principles into one-to-one work, especially with clients whose difficulties show up as anxiety, depression, shame, or trauma-driven threat responses. The practical value lies in how the primer keeps the focus on what to do in session, how to track emotion in real time, how to work with protective patterns without shaming the client, and how to shape new emotional experiences that increase self-acceptance and agency. The book stands out in the broader psychotherapy shelf because it combines a coherent theory base, attachment theory, with an experiential method that is structured enough to guide clinicians while remaining responsive to the person in front of them. Compared to many integrative or technique-heavy manuals, its organizing principle is consistent emotion, and attachment are treated as primary levers of change. The result is a clear roadmap for doing depth-oriented work that remains clinically grounded and goal-directed. If you would like to support Susan M. Johnson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.